All right, if you're gonna do this, if you're really gonna stop eating sugar, stop eating flour, stop eating processed shit, I'm gonna tell you right now, it's gonna be hard. It's gonna be difficult. Why? You're constantly consuming sugar, and that's gonna develop fat in your body, and then your fat is gonna be hungry for that sugar because it's addicted to it. Your fat is gonna start talking to you. You're gonna hear this voice. It's like, where the fuck is this sugar? I'm fucking hungry. Sugar is a drug that people don't commonly talk about. It's addictive. Your body's gonna fight against it. There's gonna be a voice telling you, for example, in my sense, Chris, somebody left fucking cookies in the closet, in the pantry. Go get them, go eat them. It's going to sound loud. It's going to be tempting. It's going to almost push you to do it. But as you keep fighting through it and eating less of it or none of it, the voice will get quieter, silent. Now, why did I say eat less of it versus stopping? Because there will be withdrawal symptoms. That's right. You're going to fucking get withdrawal symptoms just like an addict. You're going to get cravings. So, you got to treat it like you're an alcoholic. You got to go by trying to just drink less first. Because sometimes going cold turkey will just put you in a fucking binge at one night where you end up eating a bag of chips or a whole box of, at $5 donuts. Or end up getting yourself a big nice bread, sweet bread, and then just devouring, demolishing it. And it'll feel good for the brief instant, but then afterwards you just feel like all these other things, fatigue, food coma, bloated, headaches. I'm here to support you, man. You can do it. The first few weeks are going to be hard. And then afterwards, it'll just be easier. I would say for me, after like 2-3 months, things started to wind down. So I have a better control. Eat fruits, man. What are your favorite fruits? And eat them. I know what works for me is oranges, pineapple, bananas. I love me some banana and peanut butter. That works for me. That's going. Also, watch your products, man. Watch the stuff that you're buying. Check if they're adding sugar in it. Because that might make you want to overindulge in whatever it is that you're trying to avoid. I know I had to even switch from peanut butter. A lot of people don't know about Skippy's or all these other popular peanut butter brands that are actually hydrogenated and added with sugar. Gotta get yourself some organic, son. Like some of that Smucker's. Smucker's organic peanut butter style. For real. All of a sudden, you begin to eliminate it and start eating clean, like complex carbs or fat, there's still going to be that voice, that the fat's still going to be talking. It's going to be like, all of a sudden, where's the sugar? Fucking hungry for it. I'm addicted to it. I need it. It's going to be hungry. So if you end up replenishing it with some healthy fats, that's why I say some nuts, man. Go nuts. Go nutty. It'll help change it. It'll help make that fat more active, more proactive, instead of just lazy, hungry, wasted weight on you. You know, I'm talking about the fat that keeps you insulated, like keeps you warm, and it helps you with like your hormones, because fat does have its unique abilities, purposes in the human body, like for women how they need it for a healthy pregnancy. So anyways, come on, man, let's do this. Let's make this happen. Let's transfer ourselves from sugar addicts to badasses that eat wholesome meals. Let's do this. We can do it, man. So those are the reminders that I'm sharing from switching off from sugar to wholesome, that as you transition from the sugar to real foods, you're going to get these temptations. It's going to be the addictive traits of the sugar in your stomach and in your brain that are going to crisscross through your, like, your mind, your body, giving you urges, voices to go after it, to pursue the sugar like a fucking cocaine addict or whatever other type of addict you can think of. It's gonna, if not, you're gonna end up fucking up your brain, dude. It's gonna also mess up your memory and you're not gonna be as productive. The reason why I'm doing this is because I used to eat a lot of sugar. I ended up noticing why I ended up eating a lot of this processed garbage, and part of it was because I was sad, and that sadness into my adolescent years developed into depression, and then so these are some factors you ought to notice. It's like, why am I eating this food? Why am I eating this sugar? What is it something that I'm unhappy about? And starting off with removing it and switching up to real foods, and then trying to fulfill / satisfy your needs and desires and wants, that's the hardest part of the journey. And I, as Chris Bitterelli, Coach Chris, your host, am sharing these things. And if you need some help, some guidance, I may be able to support you. I may be able to help you out. So feel free to contact me, and good luck on your journey, on your health journey, your health goals, and peace and love.